Okay, thanks everybody for hanging in there. So I'm going to be talking about a product of the FAST study, the Public Health Activities and Services Tracking Study that I lead, and this is not something done alone. We're quite a team, and I want to acknowledge some of my team members here as well as our funders. And I have nothing else to disclose. So a little bit of a background to this study. It's a nice segue from yours in terms of this one being a latent class analysis as well. But we all know that local health departments play a critical role in assuring public health services delivery, but really little is known about how these services tend to be organized and how these constellations of services might adapt to changes in their environment. And studies we've been doing with the public health activities and tracking, public health activities and services tracking study, FAST. We've been running models looking at local health department services and their impact on the public's health in a variety of different areas. But we kept running into problems because we didn't have a way of really looking at how to control for how a health department might be organized in terms of their services or their general approach to services, not what individual services they deliver, but their general approach. So the study I'm talking about today is our way of looking at how to categorize local health departments based on a more kind of latent idea of approach to services so that we could really kind of compare apples to apples in terms of local health departments. So our study objectives in this case was really to determine if local health departments could be grouped together based on some underlying structure and the varieties of services they provide. And then what can we learn from resulting patterns that might emerge of these constellation of services. And all of this was being done through and with, as you mentioned, Linda, the public health practice-based research networks that I'm very involved with. So it's really a partnership with our practice partners. The data we used here in this case was really just using data from the Nature profile, and then our aim was to then use these, what we develop, and use it in our larger models of data sets. But we used data from the Nature profile of local health departments, and in the profile, local health departments indicate their engagement around 42 personal and population health activities, and also 44 environmental health activities, so a total of 86 activity items. The personal health items are things like are more individually focused, like services delivered to a person or a family, et cetera, diagnostic and screening activities and that kind of thing. The population health activities are those on a more aggregate level, at a higher level of disease surveillance and health promotion campaigns, et cetera. The environmental health, in this study I'm talking about, we ended up not including environmental health. And that's because as we talked to our practice partners, they said, well, you know, the decisions we make about what to do in terms of environmental health are really decisions made very different from what we do in terms of our practice and our individual and population-focused activities. So that's really kind of a different thing, a different animal. So we decided that combining all of those 86 items would be pretty uninterpretable. So in this case, we really just we took out environmental health and didn't include environmental health. We used the NHL profile from 2008, and why we did that was because for our purposes, we really wanted to get a baseline of what the approach to services was before, prior to kind of the big chaos of the financial crisis and major, less purposeful sometimes changes to local public health practice. So we used a two-step method. And the first step was around variable reduction. So you really want to do a variable reduction in this because latent class analysis is good when done with a large number of observations. In this case, we had 2,300 health departments are in the 2008 Nature profile. But limited, so we had lots of observations, we had lots of items, but you really want a limited number of variables in the N. So, and also those 42 services in the personal and individual services have a lot of commonalities and similarities, so it could be grouped nicely into composites. And that would make it, and having them, reducing them into these composites of variables would make it more, would make it easier to interpret. So what we did was, well, let me go back one second here. So we created these initial groupings. We used pile sorting, if you're familiar with that. We had these 42 items and had a few of us with expertise and who are really familiar with the profile survey and these items to group them in ways that made sense in terms of how they might reflect practice. And I did that and a few others nationally who have a lot of experience in what these data show. And we all grouped them in similar ways. So we named those groups, and then we went back to another set of experts out there and ran these groupings by them. And to a person, they all chose this one particular option, and this one option of groups was the group chosen or developed by the one person who knows the profile survey best in the whole country. And I won't say who she is, but it just told me that this was the right way to go because everybody liked this option the best, even without having her name attached to it. So this is how these groupings ended up being grouped, and you'll see six service categories grouped by whom the service was to whom the service was focused. That's the rows. You know, was it more population focused or was it more individual focused? And then subdivided into these columns around more about how commonly the services were understood to be available in local health departments. We did some sensitivity analysis. Ultimately, when we did our latent class analysis and moved some of those items around, and they really didn't change our findings at all. So this was pretty robust. The whole project felt pretty robust because even moving some of those items around didn't change our outcome really at all. So one could quibble over some of those groupings, but it didn't seem to change anything. Now, our results for this part, this categorical measure of low, medium, or high provision was assigned to each local health department for each of the six categories to account for the variability of the number of services. So we assigned, if a health department had a low or none to one-third of, I'll go back a second, of the items in one of those categories, that was given a low, okay? Or a medium if it was one-third to two-thirds in one of those categories, or a high. Now, if you look at the red boxes, you'll see that this really kind of, it showed to us that we were on the right track, because you could imagine that the health departments would have the highest percentage would have basic services, and the lowest percentage would have hardly any basic services, that would be not many health departments, and in this case 11% around this population services. So, and those red boxes just kind of were our way of looking at confirming where we were headed, and it felt like it was on the right track. Our method two, we assigned the classes based on their patterns of responses to the six categories, low, medium, high. And ultimately, three classes were identified. The three classes were determined to be a really good fit based on various goodness of fit tests and other things we did, and sensitivity tests to move things around. These classes really held firm. This is a little hard to get your head around this slide, but after a thorough review of the arrangement of the six variables within each of the categories, we resulted in these three named groups: limited class, core class, and core plus. So as you can see, sort of the core class, it's kind of comprehensive. People have a more comprehensive set of services. The limited class, you see a lot of bars where things are low. They just don't have much in most of those areas. and the core class, they're going to tend to have more even of these specialized, more rare services. Something to note here is, again, we're talking about scope here of service, but not scale. A health department in a rural area could be doing one or two of the things in each of these areas, you know, in a year. They do a few STD treatment services in a year because they're small. They just do a little bit, but they do a little bit of a lot of things. So it's not how much they do of something, but more of the breadth. Here's what happens when you look at these services or these categories geographically. There's a lot of patterns within states and across regions. Some of the states demonstrated quite a bit of homogeneity. If you look at Florida, for example, it was almost all core plus class, so that they have a real a lot of these more specialized services, for example. Maine was almost entirely composed of the core class, the core services. You also see many states had a real mix of these and had all three of the classes. Some states, such as Iowa and Ohio, interestingly had this kind of checkerboard look, which we're not really sure what that is all about, but it's kind of interesting. In the Northwest, you see some of the core plus classifications really kind of following urban areas and urban zones. So there's quite a bit of pattern that we see. But at the same time, a lot of this was not associated, these classes were not associated really with urban versus rural, not associated with per capita expenditures or total expenditures of a health department. So it really appeared to be its own kind of classification scheme. So kind of a takeaway from this is, you guys have heard this saying, this crazy saying about you've seen one health department. Well, a conclusion we're reaching here is maybe you've seen one health department, you've seen one of three health departments. But despite this tremendous variation in specific service delivery across the local health departments, we really were able to sort these health departments into three pretty strong classes based on this kind of constellation of services. They reflect patterns of service arrangements, perhaps around local policy, around leadership, around existing community services, other underlying adaptations. You know, we don't really know. We do think it kind of reflects something unique. And a complex constellation of categories and we should reiterate, it doesn't really reflect that one class is preferable, that one is better than another, and you'll notice that there weren't really differences in population focused practice versus more individual focus. That really didn't play out here. Instead, these underlying patterns are more like, is it more narrowly focused or more comprehensive? And they cut across these orientations of individual and population services. So we really felt that that there was an indication here that these services are also not provided independently. There's a real interrelationship between these services. So next step for us, We actually did some validation of this classification system with practitioners and colleagues looking at this, and we're now pulling this into our multivariate modeling with other data. We also want to include these classes in additional studies of ours, including around communicable disease and environmental health because we'll have to do this again for environmental health or do something else for environmental health. Since that's not included here, we're also working on a paper right now that we're just about to submit regarding this. And we also see this as an opportunity for then, it would be easy enough to run this again for future years and see how these health departments and their approach to services change in future years as other issues and policies change in their environment. So thank you very much. Okay.